Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success with a personalized discussion and financial plan. Now, here's Lisa Waterman.
Good morning. This is Lisa Waterman, your host of Financially Speaking with Lisa, a show focused on helping you with the financial activity in your life so that you're better informed to make better financial decisions. This show is broadcast every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. here on News Talk 1190 WoWo and is available by podcast on the on-demand section of WoWo.com. Please visit it. I also want to invite you to visit my company's website, sign up for our newsletter, and generally find out a little bit more about the financial world around you. We have a lot of helpful tools on the website. Go to www.watermanfinancial.com. You can also call Waterman Financial Services office to speak with me directly about your personal situation or other things we've talked about on the show. I can be reached at 260-436-6588. I look forward to hearing from you and helping you with your life, financially speaking, of course. In our shows, we've been broadcasting here for several weeks. We've touched on a lot of big topics and will continue to address various segments associated with finance. And before that scares you all away, realize I try to help you understand with stories from my long history of being in the financial services business for some 30 years. This is Lisa Waterman, and you're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa. On our show last week, we discussed group benefits. That is the wonderful benefits you have typically available through your employer. And before we set that topic aside, I thought it might be interesting to just debunk and discuss a few myths and misconceptions about some of the group benefits to ensure you're on a course for economic prosperity. So if you're employed, you're going to be offered various benefits about this time of year. And I want to make sure you're armed with correct information so that you can better select the benefits that you have available and feel comfortable and confident in your decisions. Now, for those of you not offered group benefits, never fear, because we are also going to talk a little bit about private health insurance. Where do you get it and kind of how much does it cost, that sort of thing. We're also going to be talking about a couple other interesting things about health insurance. As an example, are you a world traveler? Do you like to scuba dive? Let me ask you, do you think these things are covered on your health insurance plan if you get hurt? Stuff like that, because all of those things may impact you at some point in your life. So let's just jump right in. One big common misconception is you're young and healthy. I don't need any life insurance. Nothing could be further from the truth. And the fact is, younger people, generally speaking, are healthier. But guess what? Accidents and sickness can strike you at any age. There's car accidents, sporting accidents, you know, a skiing accident on the lake, appendicitis, got tonsils need to be removed. Sometimes healthy people get sick. And in fact, in my own life, in my mid-20s, I had to have spinal surgery and was out of commission for over 3 months. It happens, folks. So ask yourself right now, what would happen if you got sick? What happens if you were hospitalized? No one knows what tomorrow may bring, but not having health insurance could be one of the costliest mistakes you make. Health insurance covers the cost of your health care. And usually your health insurance only pays some portion of the health care, which is called your coinsurance. So do yourself a favor, get health insurance. If you're young and healthy, guess what? It doesn't really cost that much because it actually is less likely that you're going to need it. The less likely it is that you need it means typically the less it costs you. So while you're not likely to need the health insurance, imagine the relief you will have if something goes wrong and you have it. Please don't think it can't happen to you, because it can. A less expensive option to explore other than the traditional insurance program is a high deductible health plan. Again, this is Lisa Waterman with Financially Speaking. Basically, you're going to pay for the cost of your health care when things are normal. You know, visit to the doctor when you get the flu, but you don't really have a lot going on. You're pretty healthy. A high deductible health plan, though, steps in if you have something significant, like a ruptured appendix or something major, because your high deductible plan will help to cover the huge expenses. Here's the lesson. If you're young and healthy, but don't leave yourself exposed to huge potential healthcare costs by not having insurance. And a special call out to any parents out there with children past the age of 26. Talk to them about getting insurance coverage. If your children are now grown, but under the age of 26, realize that an inexpensive alternative to them and to you might be letting them buy the insurance in the marketplace, or maybe it's to add them onto your own policy. Federal law changed things a few years ago and now allows adult children to remain on parents' insurance policies. Now, there's a few rules that you need to be aware of and make sure you know what those are, but review it because it may work very, very effectively for your and your child's situation. And talk to your kids. The fact is, if something happens to their health, in all likelihood, you're going to try to help them out. So help them out on the front end instead of after something bad has happened. Another myth that comes up a lot is a lot of people think your insurance won't pay anything until you reach or pay your deductible. Plans have changed a lot. We now have insurance carriers who pay for preventative care, like blood tests or blood pressure screenings, your flu shot. They pay to keep you healthy. There are increasingly plans that are now offering incentives for healthy good habits like ideal weight or daily exercise. Find out what your plan offers. Head down to the employee plan discussion that's happening in the break room. Are you a smoker? Some health insurance plans will help you stop before you ever reach a deductible. Realize what's beneficial for you is to find out what's going on in your plan and find out. Maybe the last meeting you went to was 5 years ago. Things have changed, and it's important to you to know what's going on and how it can best help you. This is Lisa Waterman, and you're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa, a show to help you with your daily financial life. We're broadcasting here every Saturday morning and talking about health insurance. Another myth is, oh, I know, I'll just get the cheapest coverage because cheapest is always best. When we return, we're going to talk in detail about this because cheap insurance usually means there's a lot that's not getting covered, and it could cost you in the long term. You're going to have to look to determine what's covered and watch out because usually it's what's not covered that's really going to sting you. I will tell you, I am about as frugal as they come. And I know how tempting it can be to just choose the cheapest coverage, but I'll tell you, without question, the cheaper the insurance is, the less coverage you are receiving. So we're going to delve into a few details about that right when we come back from this commercial break.
Listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Mobile Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Financially Speaking with Lisa is brought to you in part by Colliers Comfort Services in ASEAN. Sign up for Colliers Home Savers Club and savings on your annual tune-ups for your AC and furnace. Save on service calls, even save on emergency calls as a member of Colliers Comfort Home Savers Club. You'll even get valuable money-saving offers sent directly to your email. Call 622-6622 or visit collierscomfort.com. 622-6622.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Greetings. This is Lisa Waterman, your host for the next 20 minutes or so as we finish today's conversation about health insurance. As we discuss our misconceptions, we were just talking about cheapest coverage is not always the best coverage because we're talking about health insurance today. The other thing we learned is that a myth that's not true is if you're young and healthy, you don't need insurance. Another one was insurance doesn't pay anything up until you pay your deductible. Not true. All three of those are not true. The thing is that as I talk about insurance, I want you to recognize that insurance fundamentally is a transfer of risk. That is, you, by paying premiums to an insurance company, transfer the risk that you have of financial loss over to the insurance company. So if you don't pay much in premium, you're probably not transferring much of the risk to the insurance company. Review your coverage closely. Look at your individual or family situation to determine the right coverage. Figure out what you need. Do you have a small, you know, a family? Are you planning to have a family? Do you need a flu shot covered? I think another component of this, and it's not just in the myth section, but it's also saying, whereas cheapest coverage is not always the best, also don't pay for stuff you don't need. As I mentioned before, it can seem like you should have the gold insurance plan that covers everything. That's cool. But if you really are pretty healthy and go to the doctor maybe once a year, why pay huge premiums to cover things that are unlikely to happen to you? Pocket the difference in premiums and maybe consider a high deductible health plan. We talked about this in a previous show, and put that together with the health savings account. The health savings account is a wonderful opportunity to save for future health expenses, and money that you don't use can then be channeled into your retirement account, or what I call your freedom funds. It's a very, very powerful tool. And in fact, in next week's show, we will dedicate the entire show to the health savings account discussion. This is Lisa Waterman, so be sure to tune in next week, Saturday morning at 10 a.m., as we'll talk about that. But today, we're talking about health insurance myths. So another myth, and I think sometimes it can appear this magical thing called insurance, a myth is that it pays for everything. You got insurance, so you're good. No, that's a myth. In fact, insurance usually only covers a percentage of the total, usually 70 or 80%. So in my quick math, assume you have a $100 bill. If you have 70% coinsurance, then the insurance will pay for $70 of the doctor bill, and you come up with the $30. That doesn't seem like it's too bad, but what if I added some numbers to that? And instead of $100, it was $100,000. Well, now your 30% share is now $30,000 worth of expense. A lot of people think they got insurance and it's all covered. I'm here to tell you, $30,000 is a big bill that's going to need some way to repay. So review over your coverage and choose the best plan that you can afford, but recognize that it doesn't pay for everything, and you might want to be making provisions for that. Now, I think this is a cool one because I am a world traveler and we travel a lot across the world. I love to travel with my husband, David. But a lot of people think their insurance coverage covers them wherever they go. And the fact is, usually it doesn't. You maybe like the ruggedness of Alaska, want to travel to Europe. Well, you better check out your health insurance plan because most likely it's not going to cover your healthcare expenses in a foreign country or even in Alaska. I did a mission trip there several years ago. We all needed to get separate health insurance plans. And further, here's a quick question. What if you pass away while traveling abroad? How does your body get back to the United States? If you do a lot of traveling, best to review the insurance coverage that might be beneficial for your situation. Another thing that happens oftentimes is people will think of things like, I do risky things like, I like to scuba dive or I do hot air ballooning. My insurance won't cover me for that, right? No, that's a myth. Most insurance, health insurance covers you, period. If you're hurt while doing any of these things, it's usually covered. And particularly true in group benefits because you're an individual, but when you're in a group, you get covered by the group rules. It's not common to have anything eliminated, any specific activities eliminated from coverage. Now, if it's life insurance and it's your life insurance, they may ask you if you participate in those kind of activities. That's a different deal entirely. As we're talking about health insurance, yeah, you know, consider the risk, but scuba diving accidents, hot air, yeah, usually it's going to be covered by your group health insurance. Now, another myth, and I know this is a big deal because there's lots of people in this situation. I work 2 part-time jobs and I have no group health insurance and I can't afford it. I know this can seem like a train you can't get off of, and you may feel like you have no extra money at all, and certainly no money to buy insurance. But I'm going to advise you, and I tell you vehemently, call a local insurance, health insurance agent. In fact, call our offices, 260-436-6588. If you need an introduction to a health insurance agent, I don't offer that in my practice, but have them quote you a health insurance plan. Because the fact is, if you earn below a certain amount, somewhere in the neighborhood of $30,000 or so, and you're single, there are substantial reductions to the cost of health insurance premiums that are available to you. Now, I know it says you can go online and figure it out yourself. I wouldn't. I'd call in the Calvary, call in and ask for help. Because working with an insurance agent, it does not, folks, it does not increase the cost of your coverage. And I encourage you again, talk to your kids if this is a possibility of your kids working part-time jobs. Make sure that they're working with someone who knows what they're doing. There are certain enrollment periods that are coming up for Obamacare, and you need to explore the coverage that is right for you. And also, I'll say, when I say Obamacare, in quotes, that's really private health insurance is made available in the marketplace. And some of us get upset that such a term exists, but just think of it as a structured insurance program with set prices for set coverage. And in fact, open enrollment starts November 1st through December 15th of this year. So call now. Again, call my office, 260-436-6588, and we'll get you introduced to a health insurance agent. But get looking at things now, because depending on your annual earnings, you might just be surprised about how affordable it actually is. When we talk about benefits and health insurance, it can seem scary. But the fact is, I just wouldn't leave it to chance. Your financial future and stability may absolutely rely on something as simple as health insurance. So we're going to be coming back in a few minutes, and we're going to be talking about disability insurance and some of the things that happen to us in life, like I'm not very healthy. I don't think I'm going to be able to get the insurance. But please come back and listen as we debunk a few more insurance myths when we come right back. Financially Speaking with Lisa.
You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Wobble Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Financially Speaking with Lisa is brought to you in part by Colliers Comfort Services in Ossian. With special savings right now on a 95% efficient Lennox furnace. Priced as low as $2,999 installed, depending on the size of your home. And Colliers Comfort Service will include a free MERV 11 air filter and cabinet with a 10-year extended warranty. Call 622-6622 or visit collierscomfort.com. 622-6622.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Lisa. And this is Lisa Waterman, your host of this radio program, which broadcasts every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Please plan on joining us for future shows. And download our podcast at wowo.com in the on-demand section. In today's show, we're talking about myths and misconceptions about some of our group benefits, health insurance, and that sort of thing. We just were talking about health insurance. I'm going to delve into two different areas of insurance that are typically offered through the group benefit structure. One is disability insurance. This is a huge, huge, huge misconception. And that is, I'm not going to become disabled. I don't need disability insurance, so I'm not going to get it. I'll tell you this. According to affordableinsuranceprotection.com, and I've seen this many other places, but I just happened to catch it here. The truth is that during the course of your career, you are 3.5 times more likely to be injured and need disability coverage than you are to die and need life insurance. In fact, at no age is the risk of death greater than the risk of becoming disabled. Is that not amazing? Add a bunch of exclamation points to that. Here's another statistic. In the last 10 minutes, 390 Americans just became disabled. And that's according to the National Safety Council. Another exclamation point there, right? And here's me, young and healthy me, in my mid-20s. Guess what happened? And I mentioned this earlier in the show. That backache that I had was actually a real problem. I didn't have any idea it was so serious and could until I could barely walk and kept having these like incredibly bad pains in my hip bones. A trip to my regular doctor sent me to a specialist, and 3 days later, I found out I was going to have major spinal surgery that would take me off work for 3 months, and I was in physical therapy for 6 months. And remember, I'm the young and healthy girl. I'm in my mid-20s. The fact is, I became disabled, and thank God I at that time was working for Lincoln National Life Insurance Company, great company here in Fort Wayne. I had chosen short-term disability coverage and long-term disability coverage and received most of my regular pay during that time of my disability. You see, friends, disability doesn't have to be permanent. It can be temporary. Through your group benefits, determine if it makes sense to utilize that, because usually it's going to cost you a lot less than if you called my office and said, I want disability insurance. It does have limitations, however. So if you would get private disability insurance, we would be talking specific about your profession. So if you're a doctor and you're listening to me right now, we probably should be talking about a disability policy for you specifically. Because if you're a doctor, what's the most important thing you have? Your mind. If you're a surgeon, it's your hands. So you need to have coverage that would allow, if something happened to that segment of your body, that you would receive disability payments, because your career would be taking an altered course. Long-term disability is usually periods in excess of 3 months, but you'll want to check that with your employer's plan. Short-term is any period shorter than that. Your plan designates what those are. In different employers that I have had over my lifetime, oftentimes they cover short-term disability. You decide if you need or want to pay for long-term coverage. But again, disability, I had a friend of mine, and I don't even know where he is now. He thought he was young. He thought he was pretty healthy, ended up having a major heart condition. He had elected long-term disability, and that was maybe 10 or 15 years ago. I think he's still alive, and he is still collecting disability payments. Disability should not be discounted, because it could alter your life so significantly, whether it's short or long term. So review disability insurance. This is another one. This next one I'm going to talk about is something that there are many people out there in the listening audience who this could be applicable. I'm not healthy, so I can't get group medical or group life insurance. That is absolutely not true. One of the best things about group benefits is that you're in the group. Basically, that means that if you're not healthy, it doesn't make any difference. If you're employed by your employer, you are offered the coverage. The same thing if they offer life insurance. Now, with life insurance, a little bit of a disclaimer there. If you get, usually, let's say as an example, one times your salary, usually if you're at a group enrollment period, there is no required proof of insurability. Proof of insurability really just says, let's just double check that you're healthy. But if it's the regular enrollment time period and it's a group benefit, usually that is not required. In any type of group coverage, almost always, you're going to have that coverage offered to you by definition because you're an employee. And in fact, in the group, some people are healthy, some are not. And on average, it all works out. And remember, annual enrollment is what you have going on right now. It's when you choose your benefits along with everybody else. If your situation changes, if you've been divorced, you guys, if you got married, if you've got children on the way, those sorts of things are one-time changes that can actually allow you to change your benefits in the middle of the year. The reason we're covering this topic now, though, is because we're right in the middle of the annual enrollment time. And recognize that now is the best time for you to be reviewing over your benefits. Look closely at what you have available. Literally, there's probably not a better place to protect yourself from calamity or financial harm. and actually saving money through utilizing the great offerings from your employer than by choosing your group benefits wisely. And before you kind of become a cynic and go, well, we don't have that great of benefits, I would bet your benefits through your employer are probably better than you could go get yourself because of the price breaks. So look closely at that. On our show, we talk about a lot of different topics, and I want to draw your attention to next week's show. We're going to be talking about the health savings account. What a wonderful way to save for your future retirement, possibly. Save on premiums from your health insurance provider through a high deductible health plan. But the health savings account will be entertaining conversation with Rusty Pottenberg of Old National Bank, who offers those plans specifically. Again, this is Lisa Waterman, and you are listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa, a show that's specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. I hope you're enjoying listening to the various discussions that we've had over the several weeks of our show. I am the CEO of Waterman Financial Services, and I stand ready to help you with your daily financial life. Let me know how I can help. Let me know what you're thinking of the show. Call me at 260-436-6588. If you've heard something here that needs clarification, let me know. If you want my help, let me know. We are on the air every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. on News Talk 1190 WOWO. Lisa Waterman here, and as I always say, exercise your mind, exercise your body, because both of those will reward you very, very well. Exercise is the gift you give to yourself. We'll see you next week.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This has been Financially Speaking with Lisa, hosted by Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success. Join Lisa next Saturday at 10 on WOWO Radio and listen to this program and previous episodes on the podcast page on WOWO.com.
Podcasts by Federated Media.